מעשה ידינו כוננה עלינו ומעשה ידינו כוננהו. יהי רצון שלא נקשר בדבר אליך, לא נאמר על אסור מותר, מותר אסור, לא על טהור טמא ולא על טמא טהור. Now we are going to speak about Shavuot from three aspects, and from Halakha, Agada, and Midrashim, and even Minhagim. But since the time is late, short time to speak about each one of these, we will not cover everything. We'll have a combination of all these at once. Now we know that the Torah gave us Shalosh Regalim Tahog Libashana. There is a Chag HaMatzot Tishmor, there is Chag HaSukkot Ta'aseh Lecha, and there is B'Chag Bikurim Ta'aseh Lecha. What is Chag Bikurim? The holiday of Shavuot is named by four names. The first name is, we know as we read it in the prayer, Yom Chag HaShavuot Hazeh. It was called Chag HaShavuot because the Torah commanded us count 7 weeks, and after you finish to count the 7 weeks, you make a holiday. That's why they call it Shavuot, because it depends on the counting of 7 weeks. And then Shiva Shavuot Tespog Lach Ma'achar Hamesh Bekamah Ve'asita Chag Shavuot La'Hashem Eloecha. This is one. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu connect it with counting of the Shavuot and did not give us the date for it, the way he gave us in every holiday the date? To tell you, because Israel, when they left Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Israel, Ve'otziacha et ha'am Mitzrayim, ta'avdun et ha'elohim al ha'har hazeh. When you take the people out of Mitzrayim, they will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain. They will serve, you will serve, you say ta'avdu, not ta'avdun. Why did he say ta'avdun? We know the noon is number 50, to tell them that in 50 days, you will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain. When will come the 50th day, you will say na'aseh v'nishma, and I'll give you the whole Torah. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them 10 commandments. But in the Ten Commandments, according to Rav Saadia Gaon, included all the mitzvot of the Torah. That's why it's written Ta'avdun. And the Jewish people, when they heard that from Moshe, they started counting. Oh, 1 day passed, 2 days passed. They started counting exactly the days that went to see that they are coming closer to that destination that God designated that the Torah would be given to them. They wanted to see what is that treasure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hamda genuza yeshli latet la'am Israel. I have a hidden treasure that I want to give to the Jewish people. They were looking, what is that hidden treasure? That's why it's called Shavuot. They were counting the Shavuot. The Torah said two things. This, not only Shiva Shavuot, Tesperu Hamishim Yom. Then there is counting of days and counting of weeks. That's what we do. We count the days as we come to 1 week, that it is 1 week now. Comes again, we count the second week and the days. When it comes 2 weeks, we say Shehem Shene Shavuot.
Tesperu Hamishim Yom?
Hamishim Yom. Tisperu up to Hamashim Yom.
Ad?
Yeah. Okay. But really it's not written Ad. But that's our rabbi said, why in the Malkut you didn't ask that? Arba'im yakenu lo yosif. There's no Arba'im. Mispar asamukh l'Arba'im. Same thing with Hamashim. This is not a discussion in Gemara. We'll talk about it in a different time. Then Hamashim Yom. On the 50th, you will make Birkavtei Mincha Hadasha L'Hashem. Now, this is the reason for the name Shavuot, but there are three more names. There is Chag HaBikurim in the Torah. Why they call it Chag HaBikurim? Because the first crop of the wheat that will come out you have to offer mincha hadasha l'Hashem. You will bring a new offering from the wheat that comes. We know that first we bring offering Omer. When in Pesach, Omer of what? Omer is a keri, is a container of a certain measure. What do you mean? You offer the Omer? It's not offer the Omer. Offer, that's a short sentence. Offer Omer of Se'orim. That means they fill it with Se'orim barley, and they bring that barley offering to, in Beit HaMikdash. On Shavuot, which is 50 days later, they bring a new offering, Mincha Hadasha. This time that they bring it from the wheat. What's the difference between first one and second one? First one barley, second one wheat. Because first of all, wheat doesn't come out yet on Pesach. Comes later. And barley comes faster at the time of Pesach. Therefore, the one that grows already in Pesach, you bring that the barley. The one that grows the time of the harvest of the wheat comes in the time of Shavuot. And what's the difference between them? There's the difference in the halacha. The thing when you offer the Omer permits you, the people, the Jewish people, are permitted to eat from the new crop. Before that, it's not allowed. It's called Hadash, which means all the Tevuah Hadasha, Asur Minat Torah. You are forbidden, the Torah said, you are forbidden to eat from the new ones unless you offer the Korban HaOmer. If you don't offer that, barley the Omer that you do, you cannot eat. And then it all depends in the Korban Korban. What will be when they don't have Korban? When they have Beit HaMikdash, they have Korban HaOmer. When they don't have Beit HaMikdash, what do they do? The Torah said, Ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad aviyachem et korban elohechem. Or, ad etzem hayom hazeh, or till you bring a korban. What is ad etzem hayom hazeh? The minute daybreak break comes, daylight, you are permitted to eat. If you don't have Beit HaMikdash, if you have, ad aviyachem et korban elohechem. If you bring the korban 8 o'clock in the morning, you are permitted to eat after that. If you bring 10 o'clock, before 10 you can't, till after 10. That means during Beit HaMikdash, they have to look. The korban was offered, then they eat. Rather, it was not. When there is no Beit HaMikdash, they are already permitted to eat from the morning. That was the halakha of the Torah. But Hachamim, Rabban Yohanan Bezakai, Hitkin Rabban Yohanan Bezakai, Shiyehe Yom Henef Kulo Asur. He set the ruling that the day that we offer the Omer will be included in the prohibition of eating Hadash. The Torah permitted it on the 16th of Nisan. Kamo ben Hazakai said, no, you can't eat 16th of Nisan till 17th. What happened? Why Rabban Yohanan Zakkai changed the law that says 16 into 17? Rabban Yohanan Zakkai said, maybe next year we will have Beit HaMikdash, which he was a great believer. Beit HaMikdash can come any day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will redeem us. And if we will have Beit HaMikdash, what will happen? We are not allowed to eat from the morning. When are we allowed to eat? After they offer the Korban. But the people wouldn't know that. They said, last year the rabbis told us we can eat in the morning. They will come, they will eat in the morning of 16. So wait a minute. Rabbi Nachman Zakkai said, every year you have to wait till 17. Then, if they will offer the Korban, they will tell you, you can eat now after the Korban. It's okay, eat. It's permitted. Shemeh, oh, look at the worry that maybe Mashiach will come. And maybe the people will make a mistake. They'll say, Ishtekad. What Ishtekad? Previous year, we ate in the morning. And this year also we'll eat. That's why Hitkin, Shiyehe Yom Henef Kulo Asur. Look at the Emunah B'Viat HaMashiach. That they have made all Am Yisrael forbidden to eat another day, only because it might happen and that. how much they were coupled with this thing of Hadash, as Sunnah Torah. Of course, they use it, all rabbis, they use it for something else. Anything new that you do, you want to get out of the tradition, as Sunnah Torah. He's not allowed to go to new ideas that there is today in the world. Hadash, as Sunnah Torah. They use it this way on everything, to apply it to everything in life. Then,
what about nowadays as far as the Isur of Hadash?
The Isur of Hadash nowadays is the question if there is Hadash. Originally here in America, they never had Hadash because the crop takes a long time from the harvest time to the grinding till it goes to the manufacturer, till it goes to the buyers, from one to another, many hands. Till it comes, they store it, and they bring the old ones first, because always they have surplus, and they use the old, and they leave the new. But the problem came when America made an agreement with Russia. That peace that came between the Western powers to Russia, Russia needed very badly their grain, because they didn't have it. Shortage of grain. And America was ready to give them even for nothing, just to help them and to create a better relationship. And so they sold it for very, very little amount of money. All the surplus was sold and they started coming new. And they took, they said, the new one comes and they are taking from the new one, the new crop, before will come the time of Akabat, Omer. If there is a new crop that they didn't take it before 16, then it is Hadash. And you can't have it till the time of 16 of Nidah. Because of this came the problem. Shall we permit it or not? Some they tell you that this problem comes, depend on Mahloki that there is. If Hadash Bazman Azeh Asur Min HaTorah or Midi Rabbanan. What's the difference between Sumna Torah? A Sumna Torah, Sefeka, Behumra. When you have a doubt something, if I'm making a Sur of Torah or not, you have to restrict yourself about Sefek of Torah. But if you say Suru de Rabbanan, Sefeka de Rabbanan, the Kula, and Mahloket Atsuma between the Geonim, if it is Minat Torah or Midi Rabbanan. And Sadi Hamed, he brings many, many Geonim in Europe. They discussed it. They say, how do we eat today? We don't know if this is Hadash or not. They started bringing one sugya after another, and most of the Rabbanim said, we rely on the opinion that this is the Rabbanan, and they prove it from sugyot in Bavli and Yerushalmi that this is the Rabbanan. But most of the rabbis today do not agree with that decision. And so the Hamer brings, this is that all the Goanim said, this is the Rabbanan, therefore Sefeka Lekula. Since you have a doubt, you don't know if this, that they give it to you, Hadash or not Hadash. But today there are Makpidim, many of them. Chacham Avadia is one of those who are Makpidim about it. To be careful, to have only Yashan. That's why they make sure everybody that they take grain that they know it is Yashan. Not Hadash.
We're talking about a few weeks, aren't we?
Mm. Talking about a much longer period.
My wife, a few weeks, more than a few weeks.
When does the grain come down?
All the new crop comes. You have to wait till 16th, the following 16th.
When does the new crop come?
Comes the harvest. So they bring it, Hag Asif, so they bring the Asif about Sukkot. From Sukkot to Pesach, you have to wait till Pesach. Very simple. This is the problem of Hadash. We went now out of our, because of your question, what Hadash today?
Chutz La'aretz is not also important in the
Christian? Also, there is a question about Chutz La'aretz. Some they said Eretz Yisrael or Etanot Chazal. Some they said the whole thing is the Rabbanan today. We are not going to discuss this today. Okay. And this is what I said, Hag HaBikurim. You bring the first grain that was already ripe at the harvest, you bring it offering, and this offering that you bring on Shavuot, that's called Hag HaBikurim, permits you to offer a new mincha in Beit HaMikdash. The Hadash of the Omer permits you to eat to the common man. The mincha that they bring on Shavuot permits us to offer to the Mizbeach from the new ones. This is the meaning of Hag HaBikurim. Then there is Hag HaKatzir. Why do they call it Hag HaKatzir? Hag that comes at the time of the harvest, because mainly the holidays will count on the season. Sukkot is called Hag HaAsif, when they gather all the crop into the warehouses. That's in Sukkot. From the time of Shavuot till Sukkot, already they have the harvest, they have the separating the wheat from the shells, they have the grinding, all this is done, and they let it dry, of course, in the field. Then they bring it in Sukkot, before the rain comes, they take it into the warehouses. That's why it's called Hag HaAsif. Asif means you gather everything, you bring it into the place that you store it. These are the four names for Hag HaShavuot. Now, when Hag HaShavuot was given, when was given Hag HaShavuot? On Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Am Yisrael. And he gave them Aseret HaDibarot. And we said when he gave them Aseret HaDibarot, he gave them all the mitzvot. The Jewish people were stuck. Now, what is stuck with what? Very simple. Now they knew that there is certain laws, that there are certain things forbidden to do, certain things permitted to do, certain things mitzvah to do. They didn't know now what they learned something new. You can't have basar v'chala. You can't have meat only kosher. Has to be so many things about meat. Certain animals are to be eaten. Certain you can't eat. Even if you have the kind of animal you have to eat, you have to slaughter it properly. You have to check it. You have to do everything what's right after you skin the animal down. All of a sudden, they got stuck with it. They had the meat all the time. I don't know, camel, other things that were eating before Matan Torah. All of a sudden came Matan Torah, oh, this is forbidden. Not only forbidden, they don't have any meat that they can eat today. They don't have even containers, pots that they cook in it, because all the pots were forbidden, because many of them, they cook in them within 24 hours before. If it was more than 24 hours, not a problem, because not in time they've gone. But now, within 24 hours, maybe 12 hours before, they were cooking something. We can't cook. We can't have anything. Therefore, they have to resort to what? They were forced to take only dairy. Eat dairy that's prepared. This is what they were eating. Oh, because of that eating, they ate that. Then, what is it? We eat dairy meals on Shavuot. And that's why. When was that? The day of Matan Torah, when they came. And therefore they eat on that day, dairy. And they tell you, this applies mainly for the first day of Shavuot, that they should eat, that, but there is a mitzvah on Yom Tov to eat meat, because en simcha ella bebasar, that you eat one meal dairy and one meal meat, but be careful. Don't mix them together. Don't have basar b'halav, because the Torah gave us asir lotav asher gedi b'halev emo. You have to be careful to eat dairy first and then meat. Not to have a mixture. Even dairy first, not to have hard cheese, because hard cheese also you have to wait 6 hours. And this is what they went to eat dairy. Because they went to eat dairy, that's why they tell us the custom, that's minhag, there's no halacha. The minhag, they do minhag avotenu, to eat dairy.
The meal on the first night can be meat.
Huh?
The meal on the first night can be meat. It can be meat because they gave it put out the next day.
I said can be and no, it's not must. It's not a must. The main thing that you'll have dairy and you'll have meat. It'll remind you of what our fathers did.
Rabbi, weren't they eating the man at the time?
No, that's his first day of the man. One day later, at the man, after they stopped. Yeah, not the first. That is the time. Still wasn't, but they were eating also meat. They were eating the things that they could from the animals. Then, there is another reason. They said the Torah, it's called halav. Devash v'halav, tahat l'shonech. And there is a custom to have also devash on Shavuot. Devash v'halav, they mix them together. Honey and milk, don't they say? A land of honey and milk, milk and honey, this is. They have this. Since the Torah was compared to milk and honey. Devash v'halav, tahat l'shonech. And this is the reason why we have also the dairy. Of course, there is mincha hadasha la'ashem b'shavuotechem. Look at the words hadasha la'ashem b'shavuotechem halav. The first letters of hadasha la'ashem b'shavuotechem halav. Something new. Shavuot ev halav. This is remez that they gave the books to tell us. They said they relied also on that to have halav. Now, this is as far as we concerned. We said the names of Chag HaShavuot. It took already so long just to explain the names of Chag HaShavuot. Of course, we spoke about certain halachot that involved with it. Now, we go further. When we come to Chag HaShavuot, they come and tell us, you know, when Chag HaShavuot comes on the 50th day, can you make kiddush earlier, be'od yom, like we do every Shabbat, every holiday, except Pesach and Sukkot? Pesach and Sukkot tell us not to make kiddush before the night. Why? Because it's written, ba'erev tochelu matzot. Since they say ba'erev tochelu matzot, not only matzot, all the mitzvot of Pesach, ba'ar kosot, they are connected with the matzot, with everything. One of the abakos was a kiddush. You have to eat it when? At night. To make kiddush at night. To tell you something, Sukkot. B'hamishasa yom l'chodesh shevi'i, you make Haggad Sukkot, v'ilon gezerah shava. Hamishasa. Just like Hamishasa b'nisan, you eat and you make kiddush late, same thing in Sukkot, you have to wait. Sukkot is easy. The day is shorter, and it will come to the time. Pesach also, still the day is short, not as long. Come Shavuot, the day is very long. There is no Hamishasa. There is nothing that you have to do late. And therefore they tell you, why not? I'll make Kiddush and Be'odyo. This is the halacha really. You don't find any halacha in the Rishonim that they will tell you that you can make Kiddush and Be'odyo. No one of the Rishonim mentioned that. If you look at all the Rishonim, Harambam, Hari, Farosh, even Shahan Aruch, Maran didn't say it, that you have to wait. Yeah, who came? Rama said it. Said the Minhag, not to make Kiddush, Mebe'od Yom. Why not? Because Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Tiyena. The days of the Omer should be first Temimot Sheva Shabbatot. The word temimot means complete. And then you celebrate the holiday of Shavuot. You come to make Kiddush earlier. This is not temimot. You are cutting the Sheva Shabbatot temimot. You make it into day of Shavuot. And that's not temimot. They want you temimot to finish the day. That's their opinion of Aharonim. It's not Rishonim. Maharonim. Really, from the halakha point of view, it's permitted. Especially we live in a country that the day is long. Eretz Israel, the day is shorter, much shorter. And the time comes, Shekiah, maybe half an hour different. And you can still wait. But here, Shema Israel, what, wait till 9 o'clock? Children, they have to eat. When I came here, myself, I said, I had a little children. What do you mean? I will wait. They will wait for me till 9 o'clock to come. They will be asleep already. Holiday, what kind of a holiday is that? What are the family? They used to tell them, no, Minyan Gishon, Minyan Shini. I came, I made Minyan Gishon. Became big noise, and again David. I, all of a sudden, I established that there is Minyan Gishon, the night of Shavuot. How come? I said, there is no halakha. What do you mean? Ahavanim said we will stop the holiday for ourselves. It's okay, we'll do it. You want to be mahmir, I understand. Since some Ahavanim said it, okay, but don't tell us that this is forbidden. It's not forbidden. And my own mother, father-in-law asked me, how do you do? I said, Hacham, children, they have to go to sleep. I have to make holiday with the children. Samahta b'chagecha ta'u b'techa. With the members of the family. Say, okay, you're right. Okay, finish. And when established, everybody said, if it's good for me, it's good for them. They liked the idea. They came and said, same thing here, I did it all the time. And then they started looking at the books, what the books are saying. Hey, there isn't books. Yes, Humrat Haronim, there is no halakha in it. And I know, even Chacham Avadia, recently that he wrote the books, I'm talking about over 40 years ago, what I did when he came, he said, from the halakha point of view, it's mutar, but tov le'achmir. And he said, but when there is a reason that, like those countries that have the day is very long, because there are some places 10 o'clock at night, still day. How can you wait to make a holiday after 10? Now, therefore, he said, they can rely on the heter that they were doing. And that's what we do. We were doing the heter before the books of Chacham Avadia came to the world. It's not something new. That's my opinion, and I do it. That when there is halakha, it's halakha mutar, we do according to the halakha. It's good. You want to be mahmir, I don't say has shalom hamor, but mahmir, to be restrict. Okay. This is one we come to say the Kiddush. How to make Kiddush in Ba'adim. Arbit, there is no room to be Mahmir. All the Humrah to be on the Kiddush, not the prayer. The prayer is prayer, it's okay. But again, they give us an advice. If you pray earlier, you make Kiddush earlier, at least make sure that with one kazayit of bread, you eat after sunset. Okay, then you do the mitzvah that we are eating by Erev. But there is nothing to forbid you from praying. Praying, they say, even Shabbat, if there is a reason that you can pray Arbit b'minyan, Motzei Shabbat, after sunset, you want to pray Arbit earlier, you can pray Arbit earlier. Be'od Yom, Shema Yisrael, can you imagine? Shabbat, I don't say to make Avdalah on candles and that. But to pray Arbit earlier, there is. We did it in Eretz Israel at the time of curfew. The government, British government, ordered curfew from 6 to 6. Shkia doesn't come till 7. But in 6 to 6, we prayed in the shul, B'minyan, with Mincha and Arbit. In fact, we did it. And we went home, waited till the time of the Avdalah. We made Avdalah. That means very, very difficult to accept Arbit, Motzei Shabbat, to do it, Be'od Yom, Shema Yisrael. But this is the halakha. Maran said yes. But you know what Shabbat means, Be'od Yom? Shabbat, Hamura Me'od. Still Shabbat.
But he says you can do it if you have to do mitzvah after Motzei Shabbat. Like, let's say somebody wants to catch a flight and he wants to pray early.
No, he can't.
He can't do that.
Yeah. That's Hilul Shabbat. How would you permit him to say Arbit? That's why he's not right. Atahon Antanu. What do you say, Atahon Antanu? The Avdil. What's Avdil? You can't be make now Havdalah and Kodesh Ahor. As long as you don't put fire on that, then you pray Arbit. Doesn't matter.
You can pray Arbit, but I'm saying that.
Chol Shekein here. Chosh can you know that there is no issue, nothing, only minhag? Of course you can pray arbit. What do you pray? What do? You pray arbit in Baudio. You don't do anything wrong. Kiddush, we say there is, like Yom Tov, Ba'erev, okay. That's same thing in Temimot for Kiddush. But if you don't make Kiddush, nothing. This is what I'm explaining, analyzing how the law was developed. Then we come supposed to say Shehiyanu on Shavuot. Supposed to say Shehiyanu on Pesach. So the Shehiyanu is called the Kiddush. If Pesach you forgot to say Shehiyanu, you say Shehiyanu following day. You forgot the second day, you do the third day. You have time till the end of Pesach, 7 days. Sukkot, you have time. As long as you didn't say it, you say as long as it is part of the holidays. Shavuot, it's all one day. If you didn't say Shehiyanu, it's gone. Don't say, come and say. I'll say it later. You can see that we don't say Tahanun for how long? Ashkenazim only, till after Yisroel Hag. We don't say till the 12th day. I hear Syrian people to 13, including 13. They don't say. Mashahan Aruch said till 12. And we don't say Tahanun. Why? Because, you have time for 7 days. What time 7 days? Why? Because in the holiday, you have to be Korban. When you bring Korban, if you weren't able to bring the Korban the first day, you have time second day, Pesach. Your third day, your fourth day. Come Shavuot one day, but they tell you, you can complete the mitzvah till 7 days after. The Korban that the person has to bring, Korban Hagigah, he has time 7 days after Shavuot. And therefore, it comes, count the day of Shavuot, one, that means day of Shavuot is six of Sivan. Take five out. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How much is that? 5. Then 11, 12, that's 7. Still young people, they say, no, till 13. Why? There are certain miracles happened to them in Syria. Because of that miracle, they accepted upon themselves that this day, the 13, that the miracle happened in it, they will continue another day to celebrate. And they don't say Tahanun. Thank God that was that miracle that helped us to have another day Yishim. Now, however, even though I said that we don't want to happen again something like this because the Gezerah was very bad and they went through so much miserable time till the next happened. Therefore, it's better. We don't want, you would say, and I would add the suffering that went. The Gezerah was that they had to leave the country, otherwise, Girush, like they did in Spain and other places. But then they got around at Batela, and they were able to stay there. That's why there is a Syrian community up to now. Now, this is, they don't say Tahanun. Anyhow, because of that, I say, not saying Tahanun. I was bringing all this for the reason that we said
Shehiyan.
That we may say, since there is time for Korbanot, you would say Shehiyanu? No. There is no Shehiyanu only on the day of Shavuot. If you forgot at night, you can say during the day. But not after the day passed, you can't say any more Shehiyanu.
2 days,
you say. 2 days, yeah. Now, there are some people that tell you, what do we have this? We read books the night of Shavuot, the whole thing. We don't understand anything. Better sit down and read Gemara and read something we understand. You're right. Said other times, yes. But the night of Shavuot, it's about to join the people to stop from reading Gemara, stop from reading, even though you are Yeshiva Bochur, you are Bahurei Yeshiva, it's good to join the people of Am Yisrael. Rabbi Hida, he speaks about it so much. He said, to make that tikkun, read tikkun Leil Chag HaShavuot. Gaon Mivina said, that's a bit different, but they say even a Gaon Mivina himself is to stop and read the Tikkun of night of Chag HaShavuot. That means if he really, his heart tells him to read Gemara, I can't condemn him for that. But we advise people, so then join the people and to read the things of Tikkun of Chag HaShavuot. A person comes, he stays up the whole night of Shavuot. But the question, what does he do with that night? If he comes to sit down and talk to his friend, Devarim Betelim, that's better for him to sleep. That means the idea is that he will sit down and read. That's what we were reading in Kaf HaHayim. Stanley brought the Kaf HaHayim and told us, look, 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 Rabbi, see what's written here. Why? Why did Stanley bring it here? To awaken the people. What are you doing this night? Not to sit down and talk, not to lose even 1 minute with that. Because that assurance that they give a person, that he will have assurance that he will complete the year without losing life, depends on this. If he spends the whole night in reading Torah. But if he leaves, he retorns, he reads half part of the night, there's no assurance anymore. Of course, there is a mitzvah, even if he does it partially. Now, some people, they stay up. But yatzah secharo vehefsedo. After they stay up the whole night and that, comes the time of the prayer. This is Kriyat Shema, Hazan read the Shema, his head is nodding, he's agreeing with the Hazan, that's a Shema. Must be very, very careful not has b'shalom to lose the mitzvah, Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, properly. This is a very important that, well, what do we gain? We go and then mitzvah ta'aseh of the Torah, something of a minhag because of Avotenu, because what happened the whole night of Shavuot at the time, that's why we do it and leave the mitzvah of the Torah that tells you by Perush, you must do this. Of course, this is it's wrong. Now, our rabbis tell us, what do we read? What the prayers of Shavuot? What is the reading of Torah and Shavuot? The first day we read Aseret HaDiberot. Bachodesh HaShelishi Letzev Nesel Mitzrayim Bayom Hazeh Varmed VaSinai. And we finish all Aseret HaDiberot. Because as we said, Aseret HaDiberot including all the mitzvot of the Torah. Now, there is certain people, they have a custom to stand in Aseret HaDiberot when they read it. Our rabbis went against it. They said if they stand outside the Berot, they do wrong. Why? Many people, they started talking and saying, you know, the main thing of the whole Torah, Ten Commandments only. The other mitzvot, forget about. This is the most important. You can see, all of us, we stand in outside the Berot. The rest, when we read others, we don't stand. Especially originated by Harashba. Harashba, Rabbi Shlomo ben Aderet. Harashba lived over 700 years ago. And he went against those people very bitterly. He was one of the greatest leaders of the Jewish people in the history of the Jewish people. Maran said, if we put all the rabbis together on one side of the scale, we put Harashba on one side, Harashba weighs more than all of them. That means Harashba was very, very great man. Maran is testifying that. Not we are saying it. Look who is the one to testify the greatness of Harashba. Who makhriya et kulam, he said. Harashba went so bitterly against the people who stand in Aseret HaDiberot. Why do I mention that? In our community, there was a congregation. All of a sudden, Motzei Shavuot, I get a call. Rabbi, is that true that our custom to stand in Aseret HaDiberot on the holiday of Shavuot? So where do you get that from? I was in the shul today. They told us to stand. And they said, this is the custom in Halab. I said, never. There is no custom in Halab as such. There wasn't and will not be. Today, of course, there's no Halab anymore. But even the Halab, the Halabiyah that came here also, they don't do it. Never. He said, Magen David and Benson has, they didn't do it? I said, of course not. Well, surprise. Then someone said, I thought so, I remembered. I told them, I don't think this is our custom. I said, you don't know anything. Then this is Aseret HaDibirot, we don't stand. If a person, at least he's among Ashkenazim, that they have the custom to stand. Ashkenazim, many of them, they have the custom to stand in all the reading of Torah every week. Many of them, not all of them. That's a different thing. When you stand in the all reading of Torah, you not say the words, it's okay.
When they stand, when you go up, let's say, and your students want to stand.
No. That is not for the what part of the Torah. That's for the kavod of the Adam. No, when there is kavod of Adam, that's different. That's they know why they stand. Well, they don't stand when somebody else, that they do it for his kavod. A son stands for his father. Because father is standing and stands for him.
But the rabbi, they usually send the rabbi up.
Yeah.
But it starts before Aseret HaDibirot. You get up from before Aseret HaDibirot.
Even when a rabbi stands for the rabbi, not only in Aseret HaDibirot they stand. Send other things that he also goes up. That's why. And really the book said, if he is with a congregation that they stand Aseret HaDibirot, and shouldn't be looked, he's different from other people. Let him stand from the beginning of the reading of Torah, B'chodesh HaShlishi. The book said, if that, they say it when, if he is among people that they, all the people stand Aseret HaDibirot, then let him stand before, B'chodesh HaShlishi. But in a rabbi or that, even for Aseret HaDibirot alone, it's okay because they do it for the sake of the rabbi, not for the Aseret HaDibirot. It's a big difference. Now, there is a custom among the Jewish people, especially in outside, you can realize it. Here they don't realize it. They bring branches of trees. They bring all kinds of growing things from the garden. They spread them in the homes. They put them on the doorways, in their synagogue. And Magen David, they used to do that. Branches of tree, they put them on the doorway. Where does come this? I said, it's written in the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed the Jewish people how far they can go to the mountain of Sinai. He said, in Behema Ish Lo Yehiyeh. He said, tell them not to come to the mountains. Put a borderline. That they should not go any further. Then this was the restriction of the people not to go. But it's written, Gam hatzon ve'abakar al yira'u el mul ha'arahu. The animals even that you put them to graze and from the grass that there is over there, don't let them come and eat over there. Then since it's written such a thing, we understand that there were grass. There were different things that were going over there. Because of that, it's written this, that it was asabim, grass and everything. They are decorating everything with these green leaves and grass and the homes and synagogue. And therefore they should not ignore this. From this came that they started bringing flowers, especially flowers that they give a good odor. Why to respect the day? They used to bring it. Many times they used to bring it and divide it among the people between Baruch Shamar and Shabbat. The rabbis went against it. Don't give them between Baruch Shamar and Amidah. Why? Many of them, they took it to Shabbat. They have to say Beracha. They said Beracha in the middle. You are not supposed to interrupt yourself in the middle after Baruch Shamar. Therefore, they tell them, don't give it between Baruch Shamar and Shabbat. You want to give it. This is the idea of Besamim, different things that they are giving away. Now, After this, we come to a different subject. As I said before, I'm going to mingle it with minhagim and halakha and agada. I mentioned some of the agada, some of the minhagim. I will go to the halakha itself. As I said before, tachanunim, we don't say till 13 days. Then, not only tachanun, fast, you can't fast this day. Any day that we don't say tachanun, we don't fast. We come, ishuhag, even more strict than other days. What is ishuhag? The day after the holiday is called ishuhag. And the ishuhag of Shavuot, it's more strict than Pesach and Sukkot. Why? Because it's written, when Shavuot used to come on Shabbat, not now, now never will occur that Shavuot will come on Shabbat. Because the way they set the calendar for us, there is no Shavuot on Shabbat. But when they used to be Shavuot on Shabbat, when they made the Kedusha Chodesh by the Molad, and used to be Shavuot on Shabbat too. When Shavuot comes on Shabbat, Korbanot enam duhim et Shabbat. When did they bring the Korbanot of Hagigah? On Sunday. That is the Isuhag. That is Isuhag ba'avotim at Karnat HaMizbeach. They call it Yom Tevoah. In the Gemara, they call it Yom Tevoah. Shayu shohatim et Korbanot on the day after Shavuot. Of course, the question is, we don't say Tachanun the seventh.